To control the spread of viral hemorrhagic septicemia, the Wisconsin DNR board says anglers can't use imported bait unless it meets strict testing requirements. The problem is some bait shop owners in western Wisconsin aren't sure what that means for them. Scott Gardner is the owner of Bob's Bait and Tackle in La Crosse.
As fuel prices go up, then it gets trickled down to, you know, the pumps go up. This announcement yesterday may affect bait prices next week, you know. I'm not positive. I don't know what percentage of the bait that we receive is out of state.
Bob Vaglon of Tri-State Bait and Tackle in La Crescent, Minnesota, says most of his customers come from across the Mississippi River in Wisconsin.
If they come to, like I said, to La Crescent and buy bait, and then they cannot take that bait into fish the Mississippi, which kind of sounds the way the law is written, like I say, that's affect me largely.
Vaglon says the Wisconsin DNR needs to rethink this new rule. He says he only heard about it after reading the Thursday morning newspaper. Steve Rison, Wisconsin Public Radio.